Okay, we're seeing what's on your mind. Marie's called up in Glen Alpine. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Mike and Camilla.
What are you thinking?
I'm just wanting to talk about the issues of surnames.
Yeah, go for it.
My name was, my last name was Wakefield. And my husband wanted me to take on his name Furs, which I did. I really didn't want to because I wanted to keep my last name. Plus, Furs sounded German, so I was a bit iffy about that.
So you ended up doing it, though?
I did, because I love him and I didn't want to hurt him. I felt that he felt hurt.
Really? Was he upset by the fact that you just wanted to keep, when we say your surname, kind of like your identity, right?
Yeah, that's right. I did. I really, I've always been Wakefield and I am a Wakefield. But like I said, I took on the last name because I love my husband and I didn't want to hurt him. And I'm used to it now, of course. But
yeah, that's it. But no, see, guys can get hurt by it. 9611-1065. Joanne in Glendenning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike and Kamala.
Go for it.
Basically, when I got married, I did take on my husband's name, which was Kennedy, but the ex-wife insisted that she was Mrs. Kennedy and used to like to stir me a lot that she was Mrs. Kennedy and she will always be Mrs. Kennedy. So what I said to my husband was that I didn't like that very much, so I made him change his name to my name, so we're all under my name now.
Whoa.
Well, I guess if you sort of dangle the ex-wife in front of your now husband, he'd go, yeah, whatever it takes, just get rid.
She can be Mrs. Kennedy all she likes.
He can't have been that happy about having to do it, though. I mean, did it take a lot of convincing?
He was actually very upset about it, and he does have a son as well that has his name.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of an argument for a little while, but he sort of sided with me because I'd never been married before and like they said, the last name is important. You do want to take on their last name, but when someone's sort of saying to you, ha, 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 it sort of takes the fun away from it.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Well, we shared my last name instead. So.
All right, Joanne, thanks for calling through. And now John Aiken, you can check out johnaiken.com.au. He's a relationship psychologist. He joins us on the line now. What would you suggest?
Well, I think the first thing you've got to do here, Mike, is you've got to sit down and have this conversation well before you get married.
That's true.
Rather than, like, the day before or even after you get married. You want to be having that conversation so that you know exactly where you stand. Because some people don't really mind.
Yeah.
But for others, they attach a lot of meaning to it, or there might be specific variables involved, like having an ex, or a partner might have died in the past, and they might hold on to that name.
Yeah.
You've got to have the conversation and know what the meaning is that they attach to it.
Can you just tell me really briefly, what kind of guy, are we talking character-wise, just has to make sure his partner does change her name? What kind of guy are we talking about here?
Well, someone who's really set in their ways on that front, Carmela, is probably someone who's pretty traditional.
Yeah.
You know, who looks at marriage as the two of you coming together, creating a partnership, and that means by law taking on the name so that you can move forward, create the family under that one name. Now, that's a very traditional approach, and you know as well as I do that lots of people have varying types of ideas on relationships where you hyphenate the names, or even like one of your last callers there, taking the name of or getting the husband to take her name. You know, there's different ways of doing it. It will depend on how traditional and your perspective on it all.
And I guess, to be fair, what kind of female are we talking about character-wise if she just is like, nah, I don't care how you paint it, I'm not changing my last name.
A very strong female, right, John?
Yeah, that's right, and they'll have very specific ideas on things. Don't be afraid to have this conversation early on in the piece. Get it out on the table so that you both know exactly where you stand, because for some people it can be a deal-breaker.
Yeah.
And they'll say, look, I'm not going forward with this unless this happens. Know what your deal-breakers are before you jump into marriage.
Some good advice there, John Aiken, relationship psychologist. Thanks for calling through.